This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. I want to go deeper in my worship experience with God. I want my worship experience to be a growing one. I don't want to get stale. I don't want to get stagnant. I want my worship to grow. Has anybody ever prayed a prayer like that? And maybe you didn't use those exact words. Maybe you said it a little different, but you were saying, God, I want more. I want my worship to be true, true worship. And we've been in this series talking about a lifestyle of worship. If you've missed it, you can go back and catch up on the podcast. A lifestyle of worship. We've been talking about just that. How can I grow? How can I grow in this worship experience with God? How can I grow? How can I take this from just having these isolated worship experiences to a worship lifestyle? Right? There's all kind of people celebrating this type of lifestyle, that type of lifestyle. But what if we really celebrated the lifestyle of worship? Not just to do worship, but to really be worshipers. So we've been exploring this during this series, a lifestyle of worship. And we began with this scripture, if you want to go there with me, John 4:23. John 4:23. And it says, but the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship Him in that way. God is looking for a people that will worship Him in a specific way. What is that way? In spirit and in truth. So we're worshiping Him with our heart, with how we feel about Him in this spiritual experience. But we're also worshiping Him in the truth, in the knowledge and understanding of who He is, in the character. So it's this balance of worshiping Him in the spirit and in truth. And what does it mean to be a true worshiper? We've been just really looking at that. And I believe if we want to be true worshipers, we have to be real. How many believe we need to be real? And so I've entitled this sermon, Keep It Real. So look at somebody and just tell them, keep it real. Now we're talking about worship. We're talking about the way that we walk before God, keeping it real. So Jesus is talking to this woman who's made, she's the woman at the well. She's made a bunch of mistakes. She's made some bad life choices. And he starts talking to her about this amazing revelation that could elevate her life out of the ashes. A revelation on worship. Not just any worship. Not just worshiping anything. Not just worshiping any kind of way. But worshiping God. Truly worshiping God. Becoming a true worshiper. True worshipers are real. And can I tell you, God is looking for real. I know our society is looking for real, can I tell you that God is also looking for real? So when we connect with God in this way that we're being real and He is desiring real and He's given us real and real meets real, something powerful happens. God is looking for real. Just as much as our society is looking for real and we're looking for real, and in our heart, we're not looking for something superficial. And I'm not just coming to church to fill my Sundays up. I'm coming because I want something real. Even more, God is looking for something real from us. That's true worship. We have people that we look to in the Bible. David wasn't perfect, but he was real before the Lord. I think one of the biggest problems that we have in Christianity is the lack of sincerity. The lack of sincerity. If you love God, keep it real. If you're going to worship God, if you're going to call yourself a believer, keep it real. If you're going to have a worship lifestyle, really to do that, you have to be real, honest, sincere. Do you remember what Jesus had a problem with when he walked on the earth? In his ministry, he had a problem with the Pharisees. Anybody would agree with that? Jesus, it seemed like he really just had it out for the Pharisees, because every time he just was lighting in to the Pharisees. Jesus, you know, he would pour out his forgiveness, his love, his healing. He was showing grace for all the sinners. But then the Pharisees would show up. And you see Jesus' mood kind of change. You ever been hanging out with somebody and then their mood changed? That was what happened, if you could imagine, hanging out with Jesus and then the Pharisees showed up, right? You got this person caught in the act of adultery. They're making a bad decision in life. You got this other person. They're sick. They're broken. They're an outcast. You know, Jesus cool. Jesus loving. Jesus forgiving. Jesus pouring out healing. He's awesome. But then the Pharisee shows up. Mood changes completely, right? You snake. You viper. You liar. You fake. You whitewash tombs. You bag of bones. Where did all these things? Why? It changed his mood. Why was it? The reason why was not because of their sin, but because of their deception. Because of their deception. You see, they weren't being honest with God. They weren't being honest with their relationship with God, with their walk as a believer, as a leader. They were not being honest. They were not being real. And Jesus had a major issue with this, because Jesus explained it. God is looking for true worshipers, people that are going to be true with what they do, real with what they do. Look at somebody say, you got to be real. If your life was on a TV screen, on that monitor, what would people see in your life? Would they see something real, or would they see, or would they perceive that it's fake, or that it's not all the way through and through what you say it is? When they look at a Christian's life on the screen, okay? Imagine your life on a big flat screen TV in Costco, okay? Would it be easy to see that you're honoring God and you're worshiping God with your life? Or would it be kind of difficult to see where the worship is at? Would it be obvious that there's this big space that you've created for God in your life? Or would it be difficult to see? Would it seem like you're saying one thing and you're doing something else? Because it's so funny, because our society wants real, but then a lot of Christians, they barely read their Bible. Do you know, it's a high percentage, like in the 90s, of people that read their Bible, that say they're Christians, they read their Bible 4 times a year. You see, we want real, but we're not being real. See, if you want to be, what did the Bible say? Sow what you sow, you'll reap. If you want people to be real with you, you need to be real. Be real. And God is asking that of us. Be real with me. Be real. Be a true worshiper. Have a lifestyle of worship. If your life was on display, what would your life look like? Would it honor God? That's the lifestyle of worship. When you look at my life, it should be easy to find the part that I'm honoring God. When I look at your life, it should be easy to find the part that you're honoring God. That is a lifestyle choice. That is what a lifestyle looks like. I was thinking about that song. Y'all remember? Part-time lover. Too many Christians are a part-time worshiper. Part-time worship. It's not a lifestyle. It's not something that's easy to see. And so I'm saying, what does our life look like to everybody else? Because you see, if it's real, if you see I'm wearing this blazer and it's real, I don't have to convince you what color this blazer is. You can see it for yourself. This blazer is light brown, or whatever you want to call it, tan, beige. But you don't have to, I don't have to convince you that it's not green or it's not blue. When it's real, when the lifestyle is real, people can see it. People can see it. It's on display. A lifestyle of worship, if it's real, should be clearly visible in your life. And it needs to be really righteous. When I wrote this down, I don't know why, it reminded me of the 90s. Remember how we just overused righteous? Oh man, that's righteous. You need to be really righteous. Proverbs 24:16. If you want to be a true worshiper, if you want to keep it real, you need to be really righteous. But this is how the Bible describes being really righteous. Proverbs 24:16. For a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again. Or another translation, the godly may trip 7 times, but they will get up again. So the Bible doesn't define righteousness as perfection. It defines it as getting back up and trying again. It was a prophet, Aaliyah, she said it like, dust yourself off and try again. I think she was under the inspiration of that scripture in Proverbs when she coined that song. If at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off. The Bible describes righteousness as trying again. It's not that you didn't fall. It's not that you didn't mess up. It's not that you didn't have some stuff that you had to go through, some stuff that you're still dealing with, but I'm trying. Every day I'm getting up and I'm trying. I'm picking myself up when I fall. I'm picking myself up when I stumble. And that's righteous. And it's difficult because we have to get ourselves out of this mentality of destination, destination, destination. You know what? One day you will be perfect. And one day you will get to heaven. But for right now, you're not perfect. So pick yourself up and try again. Do what Proverbs said. Sometimes you stumble. Sometimes you fall. Don't let the devil beat you up with a guilt trip. Get back up and try again. We're wasting time getting guilt tripped by the devil if we could just get back up. But you're the only one that knows if you're trying or not. You see, from the outside, it could look like you're trying, but you might just still have a sin addiction. He said, oh, I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm trying. But are you trying? That's between you and God. Only you and God know if you're really trying. Because when we keep on doing the same thing, expecting a different result, that's insanity. But if I can do a little bit better than I did yesterday, that's progress. And while God may not be asking perfection from us, he is asking improvement. If I can just do a little bit better than I did yesterday, then I know I'm moving in the direction of God. If I can just be a little bit more like Christ today than I was yesterday, guess what? I'm winning. I'm righteous. Why? Because I'm moving in the direction of God. I can't be completely like Jesus right now, but I can be a little bit more like Jesus than I was yesterday. I'm moving. I'm moving. I'm pressing. I'm trying. I'm picking myself up. And even when I stumble, even when I mess up, even when I fall short, I'm going to get back up. Look at somebody saying, I'm going to get back up. Look at somebody else say, I'm going to get back up. Look at a third person say, I'm going to get back up. It's not about if you will fall. It's about if you will get back up. The devil beats up too many people with this. You messed up. You screwed up. You're too far out, too far gone. You can't be redeemed. Do you really think that Jesus cannot redeem you? That the power of the cross is insufficient to fix your error, your lapse in judgment, your sin? Do you think that the cross lacks power to save you? That anybody could be too far gone from the redemption of Christ to say, man, Jesus, if you could possibly any way forgive me, yes. Yes. I forgive you. I forgive you. It's not about if you will fall. It's about if you will get back up. That's what a true worshiper looks like. That's what somebody looks like that's keeping it real. Because it's not about if you've fallen. The Bible says we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all fallen short. But it's about if you're getting back up. Are you pressing towards the mark? Am I honoring God by improving? Am I better than I am yesterday, than I was yesterday? Am I closer to God than I was yesterday? Paul said it like this in Philippians 3:14. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. This worship lifestyle, it's about focusing on our direction, right? Our direction. Some people, they're so heavenly minded that they're of no earthly good. They're always thinking heaven, heaven, heaven. What you need to focus on is, did you put a foot in front of the other one today? Did you get better? Paul said, I press towards the mark. I press. The focus is on the pressing. The focus is on the trying. The focus is on getting back up when you falter and moving towards Jesus. Just keep moving in the direction of God. You may stumble, you may fall, you may make mistakes, but keep moving in the direction of God. If you want to grab God's attention in your life, just keep moving towards Him. Why can I stand up here and talk to you today? It's not because I'm perfect. It's because I keep trying. I've made mistakes. I've fallen short. I haven't always done the right thing, but I keep trying. When I fall short, I pick myself up. I say, I'm going to do better now. I'm going to do better today than I did yesterday. This is going to be a better year for me. I'm going to press for the mark of the high calling that God has for me. I'm going to be the righteous person that picks myself up one more time. And I'm going to try again. I'm going to press towards God. God is looking for a people that keep trying. That's a lifestyle of worship. That's a lifestyle of keep picking ourselves up and saying, God, I want more. I want to just try a little harder. God, I want to get a little bit closer to you. I want to be just a little bit more like Jesus today. And so I'm pressing. What's the question? Are you pressing for a new benchmark? Are you aiming to experience something deeper in God this year, this month, this week? Do you want to grow? Do you want to challenge yourself? Can we get outside of our comfort zones? Can we let our worship be real? Inside the church, outside the church, at our job, with our friends, among our peers. Can they see our lifestyle? If somebody was to put our life up on a big screen, what would they see? Would they see a nice sized portion of our life dedicated to just honoring and pleasing God? Or would they see us saying one thing and doing another? Is our worship real? Are we keeping our worship real? Are we truly worshiping our God? Are we doing what we said that we were going to do? When we said, Jesus, I'm going to follow you. Are we doing that? Are we being real? Are we being sincere? Can we actually say, yes, I'm doing what I committed to do? I committed to following Him. I'm following Him. I'm being real with it. Will you bow your heads with me? God, I thank you, Father. because you're always inviting us into a deeper walk with you. You're inviting us just like you did the disciples. And there's that story of the two disciples of John, and they came to meet Jesus, and then they walked with him and they asked him some questions. But then it said he wanted for them to go further. You know, I think, I just pray that God make us sensitive to when he's saying, I want you to go further. I'm inviting you into a deeper relationship. I have more for you. God, I thank you. There's some people in this room, God, that want more. They want more. They want a deeper relationship. They want a truer relationship. They want it to get even more real. God, I thank you. That's what today is about. It's about keeping our walk real, keeping our worship real. The same inside the church, the same outside the church, the same when I'm with these friends as when I'm with those friends. I'm being real. My worship lifestyle, it's a lifestyle that I'm living. I'm not just doing it at certain times. I'm not just doing it at certain locations. I'm not just doing it when I'm with certain people. It's true. It's through and through. It's through and through in my life. God, so I pray for each and every person that's here, God, that you would give them a boldness, God, to live a lifestyle. We live in a culture that they do all kinds of things. They have all kinds of lifestyles and they're not ashamed about it. God, we should not be ashamed of you. We should not be ashamed to be called by your name. We should not be ashamed that we're worshipers, true worshipers. And so, God, I pray that you give us boldness to live a lifestyle of worship. God, I pray that you give us boldness, God, to be real with you, to be real with others, to live an honest and sincere faith, God. Challenge us. I know you've challenged us. But God, continue to challenge us that we can live a lifestyle of worship. And while you have your heads bowed, I just want to give the opportunity. Maybe there's a couple people here that say, you know what, Pastor, I feel a little disconnected from God today. I recognize that now. I realize that now. And I'm really wanting to reconnect with God today. I really want to make a connection with God. I really want to be real. I want this walk with God. I want this Christianity thing to be real to me. I don't just want to go through the motions. I don't just want to have church or play church. I want to be a part of his church. I feel like maybe you say, I feel disconnected. I don't know how it happened. I don't know when it happened, but I need to get reconnected with Jesus today. If that's you, just slip up your hands. I want to pray for you. Amen. 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 That's it. That's so important. That's so powerful. This is what it's all about, is saying, yes, Jesus, I want to be real. I want to be real. I don't just want to go through the motions. I want to feel something. I want to feel something. If you lifted your hands, I want to pray with you. Everybody, you can repeat this prayer with me. There's no distance in God. God is going to touch you right where you are. And say, Jesus, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for being real, for dying on the cross, for suffering real pain for me. Jesus, help me be real in return. I want to walk with you. I want to feel your presence like never before. Thank you for taking away my sins. I receive that free gift. Thank you for connecting me to the Father. Thank you for giving me eternal life. You've given me so much. I want to give you my life today. This day is a milestone. I give you me, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.